Welcome to this month's For Your Child newsletter. Our topic is, Moms-to-be can eat apples to ward off asthma in offspring. An apple a day while you're pregnant may indeed keep the doctor away, but the real beneficiary could be your unborn child, say researchers in the journal Thorax. Recent research suggests that when moms-to-be eat apples during pregnancy, their children have lower rates of asthma. And mothers who eat fish during pregnancy may lower their child's risk of developing the allergic skin condition called eczema. According to researcher Dr. Jennifer Appleyard, prenatal influences can have lasting effects on a child's health. She notes that we're finding influences for later health developing earlier than anticipated. More than 20 million Americans have asthma, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, and over 6 million of those are children. Eczema, which is sometimes called atopic dermatitis, is an allergic condition that makes skin dry and itchy. It's most common in babies and children. Researchers recently followed over 1,200 children from before birth to age 5. The mothers completed food questionnaires during their pregnancies, and the children's health was assessed with a symptom questionnaire. The children's diets were also assessed. The children of women who ate the most apples during pregnancy, more than 4 a week, were 37% less likely to have ever wheezed than children of mothers who had the lowest consumption of apples during pregnancy. Youngsters born to apple-loving moms were 46% less likely to have asthma symptoms and 53% less likely to have doctor-confirmed asthma than those whose mothers did not eat the fruit. Dr. Devang Doshi explains that the benefit may be linked to the flavonoids and other antioxidants contained in apples. The study also found that mothers who ate fish more than once a week had children who were 43% less likely to have eczema than women who never ate fish. Dr. Doshi notes that this was a good study, but more evidence is still needed. He points out that the children in the study generally had well-balanced, nutritious diets, and that may have played a role as well. So what's a pregnant woman to do? He says the general agreement is that women should consume a nutritious, well-balanced diet with lots of fruits and vegetables and not to overindulge in any one food. Dr. Appleyard also recommends avoiding nuts, peanuts, and shellfish while you're pregnant to reduce the risk of your child developing a food allergy. While this advice applies to everyone, it may be even more important for people with a family history of allergies. For more information, always consult your child's doctor. Thank you for listening. Please visit our website for more information on health and wellness topics.